financially, what's going to cost me more, drinking and driving or killing a guy?
It's way cheaper to kill somebody. Now, your ultimate outcome is probably not going to be as desirable, but...
The business on North Harvey in downtown Oklahoma City with the giant marijuana leaf embossed on the front window isn't a head shop. It's Chad Moody's law office. The self-proclaimed drug lawyer says the fine for murder is about $100, while it's more than $400 for a DUI conviction. The state can make a lot more money on DUIs, drug convictions, more common offenses. I know, it's hard to have sympathy for drunk drivers and drug dealers, but...
For the most part, poor people are the people that get caught up in the criminal justice system. And so when those fees go up and it becomes impossible for them to pay, then we effectively end up doing debtor's prison. We have people go to jail to sit out their fines and fees and costs.
Jim Croy has been a special judge in Oklahoma County since 1986. He's seen the court system's funding philosophy turned on its head in that time.
And so the theory is, at least, we are going to fund the court system by increasing user fees. But the less the state contributes out of the general state coffers, then the more the user has to pay or the less function has to be provided. One or the other. It's just math.
And fees haven't just gone up for the losers in criminal cases, but in civil cases as well. And fee increases have been common at other state agencies, especially during the most recent economic downturn. Oklahoma City Attorney Jerry Fint has made a pastime out of challenging the constitutionality of state laws, including a $10 civil court fee that was being used by the Department of Human Services.
So I attacked that, and I won that case, and they stopped those. And they wondered why I didn't attack some more. There were some more fees still to this day that when you file a civil case goes to a non-court purpose.
Fint says lawmakers have been raising fees for the political cover they provide. It's a way to get more revenue without tax hikes. And who cares if criminals have to pay more?
And I think the legislators, if I vote a tax increase, even a small or something, and go back and try to get reelected, they're going to throw that right back in my face. So they've seen this fee deal, and there's a bunch of them out there that are excessive fees, and they're being transferred for other purposes.
Judge Croy is at a loss as to what can be done about rising fees, at least the constitutional ones.
But as to what the solution is, I don't know. If we can't fund government, then government will cease to exist.
House Speaker T.W. Shannon recognized the issue and is pushing a bill that would keep state fees from rising until 2016. But there's an exception for fees related to breaking the law, so there's no help coming for criminals. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.